Thank you, Damien. Arcata police responded to a report of a home invasion robbery at a 10th Street apartment in Arcata on Wednesday afternoon. The victim told officers that the suspect, described as an adult Hispanic male about 5'5", who was wearing a black hoodie and dark-colored long shorts, burst into her apartment when she answered the door. The victim said the suspect demanded she tell him where Charlie was, but the victim told him she didn't know anyone named Charlie and that no one by that name lived at the apartment. The suspect then allegedly rummaged through the victim's belongings, taking her purse and cell phone and heading for the door. Before he fled, he threw the cell phone back at the victim and then ran off. The victim pursued him, and she was joined by an employee in the Angels Hope parking lot, but they lost sight of the suspect when he fled into a wooded area. He was later seen getting into a silver-colored sedan. Anyone with information is asked to contact Arcata Police. Thieves have targeted McKinleyville High School again. Early Thursday morning, two men entered the campus grounds and headed to the maintenance shed near the football field. The thieves broke the lock and hinges from the door and then drove off with a 2006 green Honda Quad that was used to maintain the athletic fields. One suspect was wearing a black hoodie, dark pants, black gloves, and blue jeans, and he first attempted to smash through the construction fence on the quad before leaving through the southeast driveway. The second suspect left the campus by walking west over the track. Anyone with information about the incident or the suspects is asked to contact authorities. The State Assembly passed Assembly Bill 1401 yesterday, a measure that would allow non-citizens to serve on juries in California. Current law allows only United States citizens to serve as jurors, but supporters point out that non-citizens can appear as witnesses, they can serve as court employees, and could even be a judge, but are barred from serving as jurors. The measure passed easily in the Assembly by a 45-25 vote and will now be heard by the State Senate. Opponents claim the measure blurs the lines between citizens and non-citizens even further, and that serving as a juror is not only a citizen's duty, but also a privilege. The family, friends, and supporters of Olivia Colgin, who lost her immediate family in a tragic drowning incident at Big Lagoon last November, gathered at the Freshwater Grange today to say thank you to the community for their support during her ordeal. Olivia was on the beach and witnessed as her father, Howard, her mother, Mary, and her 16-year-old brother, Gregory, were caught up in dangerous surf and drowned. Olivia and her friends and family thanked those who renovated the family home so that it can be sold. After thousands of hours of volunteer work and donations from the business community, the renovation work has been completed. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Chances are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job, and no doubt they too will apply for a job close to home. It's great to have local businesses who are willing and able to hire our kids. So next time you go shopping, please invest in your own future and put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai, your hometown Hyundai dealer offering Hyundai cars. Hyundai Car of the Year for two of the last 3 years. I stand behind Hyundai, and we buy local.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. It's the final weekend of April, and in downtown Eureka, that can mean only one thing. It's time for the annual Roadie Parade. The parade will begin at 10 o'clock and travels east on 7th Street, south on 8th Street, and then west on Henderson, and finishes up near the Eureka Mall. Bands, floats, and roadies will be on display as the Rotary Club of Old Town Eureka supports the event for another year. Arcata Fire Protection District firefighters responded to a vegetation fire in the area off Foster Avenue and Dolly Varden Road in Arcata on Thursday and found brush and debris burning. The fire was spreading as firefighters began extinguishing the blaze, and it destroyed a shed on the property and threatened an adjacent house. Firefighters managed to save the house from damage and put the fire out, and the shed, which hadn't been used in years, burned to the ground. The cause is suspected of having been an unattended controlled burn, and in the warm, windy, and dry conditions, the fire quickly spread. Humboldt Bay Fire provided mutual aid, and there were no injuries during the incident. And that's the news on this Friday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.